This is Ross FM 94.6. You're with Ross FM 94.6.
Yes, as he said, you're with Ross FM 94.6. This is Jerry Jago. Don't turn off your dial. It is Saturday morning and we're coming live from the heart of Roscommon in Ireland. In Ross FM, we're doing an outside broadcast today and we're going to be coming live. We're going to be going over live later on to Robbie Dwyer out there in the field in Dunamin. For their fun run today in Cushla. Robbie, I'm looking forward to talking to you and I'm sure we're going to have some interviews coming up. But anyway, just to let you know, as I said, we're coming live. There's a fun run out in Cushla today. And you say a fun run. It's really, you can do what you like, really. You can foot walk, you can run, you can crawl, you can. But anyway, just the whole thing is, if you're not out there now, you should get out there quick and sign up. And the race is taking place at 11 o'clock this morning. And as I said, it's to raise money for Cushla out there in Dunamin. An absolutely fabulous, fabulous place. And the surroundings, even just think about it. If you're out there this morning, the place is so gorgeous. The woods and the fields and everything else. And the castle as well. And there's great hospitality out there. I've been out there a few times myself, so everybody be out there. And as I said, the race takes place at 11 o'clock sharp. And I think there's a 5K, there's a 10K. But anyway, it's a fun run. And bring the family. It's going to be a great family day out there. And we're coming live from the studio here, but we're linking up with Robbie Dwyer out there in Dunamin. I'm just going to start off just telling you a few things that's happening today. The Kilbride ladies are playing in a final. They're playing Strokes Down today at 4 o'clock. And that's going to be a massive, massive time for them. They're favourites to win the match. Anyway, the best of luck, girls, out there in Kilbride. This is in Roscommon, of course. And then the big match tomorrow is I suppose it's Dublin and Mayo. Me being a Dub, obviously, but I'm living in the West. I've been living in the West for the last, 17 years down here now, and I've become part of the West, as the man says. I just love it down here. I suppose I'll be cheering on the Dubs, okay, but I don't mind if Mayo win. I'd like to see Mayo win. It's been so long, and as I said, I hopefully they're going to at least put up a match to the Dubs. And you know, I mean, last year it was only a little kick of the ball in it. But anyway, that's the whole thing. As I said, we're going to have some music. If you want to text me, it's 083-859-748. And if you want to email me at rossfmcommunityradio@gmail.com. And what else? The landline is 090-662-8161. But the landline's going to be tied up today with Robbie and all the interviews we're going to do out there. Anyway, I'm looking forward to today's show. It's early morning here in Roscommon. It's a beautiful day, absolutely beautiful day for a fun run. And I want to congratulate Adele and all the gang that are running for Join Our Boys. They did 20 miles yesterday. Well done, girls. Well done. Sinead Gannon would be so proud of you. I just saw them up on Facebook. Anyway, if you want to go to our Facebook page, it's Ross FM. And if you want to listen to us online, it's www.rossfm.ie, worldwide. But today we're coming live from the studios here in Roscommon and also from Cushla in Dunamin out there. Anyway, this is a track I wanted to play. It's one of our guys here. He does the country music show here, and his name is Adrian Martin Murphy, and this is a track called The Running Kind.
As real as any dungeon with its walls of stone. answer. Running's been my nature, and the part of me that keeps me moving on. I was born the running kind, leaving always on my mind. Home was never home for me at any time. Every front door found me hoping I would find the back door open. There just had to be an exit for the running kind.
Ah, there we had Aidan Martin Morty and the running kind. Did you get the pun there, the running kind of? I'm going out.
I'm going live,
Robbie. How are you?
Jerry, good morning to you. How are you? Top of the morning to you. How are you all keeping?
Grant, we're all keeping. I'm on my own, Robbie. How are you all?
Oh, poor you, Jerry.
At least I'm not in a field, Robbie.
Well, you know, I'm taking your shoes today, my friend.
Robbie, you'd never wear white shoes. I know in a million years.
No, I'm not. I'm wearing black shoes, just to let you know.
Well, if you're in white shoes are white, Robbie. You know that. White shoes are good.
Yes, absolutely. No, just to tell your listeners, Jerry, we're out here at the Cushla Holiday Centre here in Dunamany in Roscommon. Beautiful, beautiful morning. It's overcast, but hopefully the rain will hold off for us. And we'll be in and out with you all day. You're going to play in top twos, I hope, for until the next couple of hours, I hope, Jerry. Yeah?
Robbie, believe it or believe it, I'm going to be playing every kind of music under the sun, even country music this morning. It's Saturday morning, so hopefully none of my listeners will be listening.
It's all going to be fun, Jerry. And just to let you know, if you're interested, if you're on the Roscommon Town right now as we speak, if you're tuning in right now, which you are, you can come out here, get your name down, and get your T-shirt and all the rest. It's fantastic. There's a good few lot of people turning up now as I speak now. So the race starts at 11 a.m. right, and it'll continue right through up until about 1 o'clock or something. You know. So what we'll do is we'll come in and out with you over the next couple of hours, and we'll have a chat with you. And of course, we'll be catching up with Gene Coleman, the Roscommon Culture manager here, and we'll have a couple of words with her and have a chat with her too, Jerry, all right?
Robbie, will you describe to people who are not from Roscommon, because I'm from Roscommon, so, and I know how beautiful that place is, and even the surroundings, where do you know where the race is going to go?
The race is to see what I'm going to tell you.
Well, I'm going to say the run, Robbie. I'm going to just say the run.
I had the information in front of you a minute ago, but I don't know. But all I can tell you, there's a 5K and a 10K, right? And it's going all over Earth, if you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And all I can tell you, they'll tell me off and say things like that, but the professionals will probably go first, the professional people running. So you think about this.
So you'll be out with the professionals, will you, Robbie?
Yeah, well, yeah. All I can tell you, I'll be at the start ringing you, and I'll say, now the start is, and I'll be waiting until they come back to me.
This sounds so exciting, Robbie, I swear to God.
What's that?
This sounds so exciting. I'm all excited about this.
It's like, do you know the time way back in the Millennium Bug and we all had to turn off our computers and put them back on again?
Yeah.
It's even better than that, Jerry, you know?
Robbie, just to let you know, the levels are absolutely fabulous for you. But me, my voice, you know, my Dublin accent, it's gone all over the place. But don't be worrying. You're coming in loud and clear. And it's great to hear that. This is an outside broadcast for us, really, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And really looking forward to it. And we'll catch up with a lot of people who have actually crossed the line. And hopefully I'll catch up with the people that went across the line for the first time today here. Now, my experience here from last year, there's all age groups. There's mums, dads, families. If you have a baby boy, baby girl, whatever the case may be, hop them into the pram and get up here to Namen. The race starts at around 11 o'clock. On sharp, I'm told, right here. Now, sharp. And get up here. It's a great family day out. And I have to say, the sun is coming up, Jerry. It's coming up here on the hill here, on top of over the hill here.
Yeah,
and
sure, look, Robbie. It's
coming in now as I speak.
The gods are with us. But, Robbie, the last time you did an outside broadcast, the first interview you did was with a horse. So can you do me... Can you do me a favour and try and leave the horses out with the day?
Well, all I can tell you, you wouldn't know who I'd be talking to the next time I speak to.
Yeah.
None of it knows.
Great stuff, Robbie. Great stuff. Anyway, I'm looking forward to it.
Hello to all the listeners and stuff. And keep the tunes moving, and we'll talk to you in a wee while.
Yeah, let's have a bit of fun today, Robbie. Anyway, like, you know.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. It's all about the community. Ross of Him is saying exactly the same as what it says. We're all volunteers, Jerry. We're all a community, and we're out here in the middle of the community, right here on the hill of Orden in Dunamon Castle. All right?
Robbie, I know Dunamon, right? And I know Cushley, right? You're probably getting a breakfast there now this morning, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I'm after having an egg and honey at home, miss.
And here I am in the studio, and I'm starving.
Jerry, if I get a sandwich, I'll put it into me mixed bag, and I'll bring it into you. How's that?
But you know what, Robbie, I've a scone outside, and I've a scone. It's going to the people who don't know what a scone looks like. I've a scone. I've a scone in my bag, and I also have some water, but they're outside the studio, Robbie. So you know yourself. So have you got your leotard on, Rob?
Well, I'm not really. No, I haven't. But
what do you mean nothing on?
Well, oh, do you have clothes on? I'll be very frightened if I'm not here this morning. I'll be frightened a lot of people.
I can imagine the side of it. They'll be all running out to see that.
Yeah, I'll be frightening a lot of people away. But no, seriously, there's a lot of professional people here with all their top gear, ready to go. There's people here for the last hour and a half waiting for the race. And the race doesn't start until 11 o'clock this morning, Jerry. So that's how the expectation of here this morning is.
But they're signing in, Robbie, now, are they? Are they signing in
now as I speak. And all I can tell you, try not to be late, because the race starts at 11 a.m. And now the race finishes, don't forget this, the race finishes right down at the bottom of Orden Cushla entrance, if you know where that is, Jerry.
Oh, I do, absolutely lovely place. There, you know? Lovely place. Actually,
it's beautiful there. And you know what? The sun is coming up, and it's great. It's beautiful. And it's overcast, but the rain has gone away. Someone must be praying over the last couple of days for a bit of sun, Jerry, you know?
I had to try the flag outside with no head on them last night.
maybe as I speak, there's cars coming in right now as I speak past me.
Brilliant.
And there's great. Hello, how are you? How are you doing? Yeah, you're on the radio. They're all waving over.
Great stuff.
But no, it's going to be great. And if you go back to me in about a half an hour or so, we'll keep in contact anyhow. But I'll be at the start of the race at 11 a.m. How's that, Jerry?
That's good, Robbie. Cheers.
If I catch up with anybody now, then I get back to you. How's that?
Okay, Robbie. Thanks a million, and great stuff. Enjoy today, anyway, out there in the field.
I will indeed. And we'll talk in a wee while, Jerry.
Robbie, if you saw me today, I have a lovely suit on me, and I have a dicky bow, and I've everything on me. You think I was going live on the television? Never mind. Never mind the
Top
radio.
Good morning to you,
bye. Okay. Bye, Rob. Cheers. Bye, bye.
God bless.
Bye, bye. Now that was Robbie Dwyer out there in Dunamon. It's going to be a great day. Anyway, as I said, the race is going to take place at 11 o'clock sharp, as Robbie said, and it's going to be, everybody's checking in now and signing in and getting ready and warming up and doing all the things you do. Robbie had his honey and had his egg this morning, so he's ready to go now. I can't imagine him doing it. I know he did it last year, and there was a great, great crowd out there last year. As I said, it's a fundraiser for the Naaman, for Cushley. It's probably one of the, one of the major fundraisers. It's a great, it happens every year, and it's a great thing. Anyway, I'm going to play a track by Genesis, and There's No Son of Mine. This is Genesis. No, that's the running kind again. I knew we'd do something right. This is Genesis. And it's not Genesis. Thank you. There we had Phil Collins and Genesis and Turn Her On Again. it's not the one I tried to play, but anyway. And you're tuned to Ross FM 94.6. This is Terry Jago coming live from the heart of Ross Common. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. It's Saturday morning here, and we're going live. We're in collaboration with Robbie out there in Dunamin. Collaboration, I love that word. That's a great word. I'll use that a few times today. Anyway, Robbie's out there in Dunamin, and you heard him earlier on. The race is taking place at 11 o'clock. They're signing in there as we speak. And if you're not signed in, get out there quick. Bring, as Robbie says, bring the buggy, bring the kids. It's going to be a great day out there. The weather is taking up. The sun is beginning to shine here in Roscommon. And as I said, we're out there in Dunamin. A beautiful place, an absolutely gorgeous place. It's the Irish Wheelchair Association Respite Centre out there, a holiday centre out there in Dunamin. And it's absolutely amazing. They have their own travel buses, and I know a friend of mine out there, Clive. I wonder, is Clive going to be running today? Because I know he's had to climb in a few mountains, and he went brought John Tobin up to the top of Crowpatrick. So, Clive would be nobody to you, a 5K or a 10K would be nobody to you. Anyway, everybody out there, I hope you're enjoying the show. If you want to text me, it's 083-8599-748. Or if you want to just wish somebody that's taken part in it, just give me a shout here and I'll send out the messages, and Robbie will be out later on telling me all about it. Just to let you know, another fundraiser taking place this evening. Tonight in the Railway Bar, we have Blood Bikes West are having their fundraising. It's one of those great, great nights in the social calendar in Roscommon. The Blood Bikes West fundraiser in the Railway Bar, and that's taking place tonight. It's 8 o'clock, it says, kick-off. I don't think so. I'm compared, and I don't know whether 8 o'clock. But anyway, there's great food up there. There's going to be great food. There's going to be great music. There's going to be a great raffle. And there's also a raffle for a motorbike. There was 100 tickets sold, and it's 50 quid a ticket. So it's donated by Dermot Hughes, and he donated the bike. And Swavec did it up. He's the barber in town. You all know him as Axel. But anyway, he did it up, and you know, tuned it up and painted it up and did whatever had to be done. And that's being raffled off tonight. And there's going to be lots and lots of memorabilia as well there. So, and as I said, it's going to be a great, great night, and lots of food, lots of good music, and lots of great people. And you'll see the bikes outside, so go up and get a selfie, take them in a bike, and throw a few bob into the can. So that's their fundraiser tonight, Blood Bikes West. This is a band called the Gypsy Kings, and this is Bambalera.
Amor llega así de esta manera, no tiene la culpa. Caballo le dan sabana porque muy despreciado, por eso no te perdono llorar. Ese amor llega así de esta manera, no tiene la culpa. Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. Perdón de Dios, tú eres mi vida, la fortuna del destino, el destino te desaparado, lo mismo ya callé, lo mismo soy yo, no te encuentro lavando, eres posible, no te encuentro de verdad, por eso un día no cuento si de nada, lo mismo ya callé, lo pienso en ti. Bambolea, bambolea, porque mi vida yo la aprendí a vivir así.
This is Ross FM 94.6. You're with Ross FM 94.6.
As I said, we are with Ross FM 94.6, coming live from the heart of Ross Common in Ireland. This is Jerry Jago here. It's a Saturday morning. I'm normally up Saturday morning feeding the chickens and doing everything else, so it's a bit different today. I'm in the studio, and as I said, we're going live to Robbie out there in Dunamon later on, and we're going to link in and link out, and we're going to do some interviews, and we're going to talk to some people. As I said, I've just got a message in this morning. Will I wish the ladies in Kilbride the best of luck? And I did, and I also want to wish the ladies from Stokestown as well the best of luck. I'm actually in the parish of Kilbride. I live in 4 Mile House, so they're my team, as the saying goes. And again, tomorrow the Dubs, up the Dubs, as the saying goes. I would love Mayo to win. I said that earlier on. I'd love them to win because so long since they won. So you know, it'd be great. And they seem to be just doing well this year. I don't know what it was about them this year. There's something really, really good, and there's a great, great feeling down in the west. Everywhere you go, I was coming in this morning, and all the Kilbride flags were there. It was great to see. But on the way, I was down in Strokestown yesterday, and all the flags are out in Strokestown. And on the way down, I travelled down to French Park yesterday, and on the way, the main road there to the west, all the flags are saying Mayo, Mayo. And again, there would be one or two Dublin flags scattered about. I know up there, Dave Dibble will have his Dublin flag out, and so will Angie, and so will Kayla. And there's a few other people around the town. And there's a fella in, I think he's in Balhadrian, and it's a big dub, and I think he has his house painted. Anyway, getting away from the match tomorrow, the other match takes place at pace of 4 o'clock today, and that's the Kilbride ladies against Strokestown, and the best of luck to the two teams out there. Anyway, it's great to see. GAA is alive and well and living in the west, as say goes. This is a track by a guy called Ian Jury. I love this guy. I absolutely love him. And this is a track called Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick.
In the deserts of Sudan and the gardens of Japan, from Milan to Yucatan, every woman's, every man. Hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me, je t'adore, ich liebe dich. Hit me, hit me, hit me, hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me slowly, hit me quick, hit me. Thank you.
Tiger Bay, on the road to Mandalay, from Bombay to Santa Fe, over hills and far away. Hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me, says he boom, he says peek, hit me, hit me. With your rhythm stick, two fat persons click, click, click. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me, hit me, hit me, hit me.
Oh, there we had it. Ian Dury and the Blockheads and Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick. I knew that was going to happen. It's one of those ding, at the end of the thing. Anyway, that was way back in the 60s. Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick. Great, great band. Great band live. I saw them a few times. I actually saw them in a place called the Moulin Rouge in Dublin. It was a big nightclub up in Dublin. Anyway, they were brilliant. As I said, we're going live to Roscommon to Cushla fairly soon. I'm going to check in. Robbie's on the line, and then we'll talk to Robbie. And the race is starting at 11 o'clock, and I know he wants me to be at the start and the countdown and do all the things that you have to do. I hope you're all listening out there in the Denamon, in your cars, everywhere. You're tuning in the dial. As I said, it's a Saturday morning, we got this special outside broadcast to do. This is serving the community. This is what we're doing. If you have anything out there you want us to go to and do, give us a shout and we'll be there. We'll be there, providing you're in the confines of 11-mile radius of Roscommon Town. Anyway, Denamon Castle just jumps into that. It's a beautiful place. The sun is shining in Roscommon and everything is good. This is a track by... This is a track by the Shangler Lads. And this is especially for you, Clive, if you're out there. Clive Guthrie, if you're out there getting ready for the race, this is... I know he's a big biker, and this is all for all the lads up there in the Blood Bikes West fundraiser in the Railway Bar tonight. This is the leader of the pack, the Shangri-Las.
Is she really going out with him?
Well, there she is. Let's ask her.
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, it must be great riding with him. Mm-hmm. Is he picking you up after school today? By the way, where'd you meet him?
I met him at the candy store. He turned around and smiled at me. You get the picture?
Yes, we see.
That's when I fell for the leader of the pack.
Beginning to show. As he drove away on that rainy night, I begged him to go slow. Whether he heard, I'll never know.
Look out! I felt
felt so helpless, what could I do? Remembering all the things we've been through. In school they all stop and stare. I can't hide my tears, but I don't care. I'll never forget him, the leader of the pack.
Had the leader of the pack, and great track. The leader, and that was Clive, I believe, is out there, and so is John Tobin. I'm going to go live to Robbie now and see how he is out there. How are you, Robbie? How are you, Robbie? Are you there? Hello? No, he's not there. He should be there. Robbie, are you there? No. He's gone. Anyway, I'll come back to him later on in a few minutes' time. So this is, as I said, we're going out there. John Tobin, I just heard, is out there. So is Robbie's out there. And the race starts at 11 o'clock. So I don't know what happened there. Technical stuff, as the man says. I'll give him another go and see what happens. Robbie, no, he's not there. I knew this was going to happen. Anyway, hopefully we'll get back to him later on. This is a track by The Small Faces, and this is Ichiku Park. Definitely going back to the 60s. I love it.
Over bridge of sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spires, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get up, feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun.
I tell you what I'll do.
What will you
I'd
do?
I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be
why go to learn the words of who?
What will we do there?
We'll get high.
Touch there.
We'll touch the sky.
But why the tears there?
I tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get hung up, beat the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. 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 It's all too beautiful.
There we had It's All Too Beautiful by... By Rod, Ichiku Park. Sorry, it's Ichiku Park. Where am I going? By The Small Faces. And I'm just going to play one of the Small Faces This is, if anybody's out there, will you tell Robbie Doer to answer his phone? anyway, this is a track by Rod Stewart, one of the Small Faces, and this is Maggie May. Ah, oh, there we are. I hope we're going live to Robbie Dwyer out there in the lemon. How are you, Robbie?
Jerry, good morning. Top of the morning. Hello to all your listeners. How are you all keeping? Yes, it's getting awfully exciting here. It's like a pathway revealing the Pope's name here, Jerry, here this morning in Kirkland.
Robbie, I told you earlier on I was hungry, and then what did you do? You tell me what the food is out there.
I'm sorry, but I tell you what, I'll Snapchat it or I'll send the photo to you and no, you'll be grand.
It's okay, Robbie. I don't really need that torture, as the man says.
I tell you what we have here. We have a very well-known personality here, actually. Aidan from the Sports Show. Keep back what you're at there. It's great to have you here, Aidan. What are you up to?
Just doing a bit of sports massage and sports therapy for this event here today.
Perfect. And what about this? What are we exactly doing here, Aidan?
Just limbering out the muscles and just warming them up for the the muscles for the race.
Right, and this is your professional by trade?
That's correct, yeah. And I also got called up to the Ireland team for the European Amputee Championships as well, so that's coming up as well. So, plenty keeping me busy.
Very good. That's fine. We'll talk to you in a few minutes. Okay. Thanks very much. Thank you. Jerry, you heard it all there. We have a gentleman, Aidan. He's going to be doing the sports show, AR Sports. He is a therapist here doing massaging men's and women's legs for the race before and after, Jerry. So, yeah, it's all exciting here. What I'll tell you is that just to give you a recap. Are you still with me there, Jerry?
Yeah, Robbie, you haven't fallen asleep. It's okay.
Good. No, just speak to him there. Just let you know, we're down here at the Fun Run Cushla Holiday Centre. Walk, jog, push, run, raise funds for Cushla Holiday Centre. Down here in Cushla Holiday Centre in Dunamin. There's a 6K, Jerry, and a 10K, right? And believe it or not, I didn't know this, but it's gone on for the last six, this is 6 years now, which is fantastic. It's brilliant, and it's fantastic. And, of course, there's refreshments served afterwards. There's novelty age category prizes. There's prizes for under-18s in the sixth run. Of course, there's T-shirts for all adults and stuff as well. But if you want to get down here, you want to get down here fairly quickly because they're getting ready for the start-up line right now as I speak.
I'll be down in a minute, Robbie.
All right, that's perfect, lovely. The run and walk is €15, under 12s is free, and the 12 to 18-year-olds is €5. And of course, well, it's well past 9:30 now, but if you have any area of Roscommon Town or County right now, get down here fairly quickly, because I see people here in front of me, and they're absolutely flat out getting ready. It's all physio, and as I'm speaking to Aidan there, he's looking after the guys and the girls. There's guys here doing walks and all that.
Aidan
kind of
is actually massaging them there, is he?
He's massaging people right now as I speak. It's amazing behind the background. I have been at too many marathons myself in my day, but to see all that experience happening in the background. As you heard, there is a bit of music in the background. Right now, I'm at, right outside the starting line up here right now as I speak, and there's people gathering. So all I can tell you, we will be hoping to speak to a couple of people after the marathon, Jerry.
Robbie, what about the women that are doing all the food there? Do they want to tell me what?
I had them a minute ago, but I'm afraid your food is going to be
a soggy scone.
Your food, I think, could have disappeared. Very. Come here for a, actually, I have the two women here for a second.
Great.
Can you two girls come out here for 2 seconds with me? 2 seconds. Just 2 seconds, yeah? I have two ladies here for 2 minutes. You can have a chat with them, Jerry. Yeah.
Hello, girls. How are you, girls?
We're nice and quiet. There'll be no much noise in the background and stuff, yeah?
Okay.
We have ladies. We have a lady here called Christy and Claire, is it? Sarah.
And Sarah. How are you doing, Sarah? How are you doing?
Hello.
How are you, Sarah?
This is Christy.
Oh, Christy, how are you doing? And you made all the scones this morning, did you?
I did. we were flat out baking all morning.
All morning, brilliant.
Yeah.
And is there many there at the moment?
There is. There's a good crowd now. It's starting to fill up.
Yeah, and everybody's eating. Or will they eat after the race or before?
After.
After. So with the scones, what else have you got there?
We've scones, we've donuts, we've muffins, we've biscuits, we've sandwiches.
You're not married, are you?
No.
Oh, God. And you made all these things yourself. Well done.
Oh, yeah, myself and Sarah.
And where's Sarah? Sarah, how are you doing, Sarah?
Hang on out. Hello?
How are you, Sarah? How are things?
I'm good. How are you?
I believe you were busy all night baking and doing all those things.
Oh, yeah, sat out. Right. Was up all night.
And would you be volunteers down there, or do you work for Cushla?
No, we work in Cushla. We work up in the kitchen.
Oh, right? Great. I've been out there a few times for a meal on a Sunday afternoon. It's absolutely gorgeous. Explain to the people on what happens on Sunday.
Well, this Sunday we have a funeral now, and then other days we have like family parties and stuff.
Oh, great. I know, the day we were down there, we had a lovely meal down there. I think it was a 4-course meal. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. And then there was a communion in as well.
Yeah, we have a lot of communions, a lot of birthday parties and stuff like that.
And people don't actually think it's Cushla for that kind of stuff, sure they don't really.
No, because you can't walk in, you have to ring in and book, so we only do parties.
Yeah, no, seriously, I know, it's well worth booking in, and you get really good food. The food is really, really nice.
Yeah, everybody seems to really like it,
and yeah. And we had a band playing that day, we brought in our own band. to play
yeah,
with us.
Yeah, people do that. They come down to the bar then and have a party in the bar after.
Yeah. And Sarah, thanks a million for staying up all night to do all the cooking. And Robbie said he's going to bring me back a scone. Make sure it's a nice one. Now, a good healthy one, okay?
Okay.
And the best of luck out there. Cheers.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, Robbie, are you back with me?
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Anyway. Oh, Jerry, you heard all the information from the ladies. They'll hold back some food to you. Is that okay?
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great that they actually have scones and stuff like that when the race is over. They have the refreshments for them.
Believe me, you need them. All I can tell you now, the civil defence and ambulances are just arriving for people who are, you know, when they come back and stuff, they'll be, I might actually talk to the lads in a minute, when they come back. But they're all getting very, it's very physical, very, I'll put it this way, very, very tense. That's the word I'm looking for. Very tense here now because people are getting ready to rock and roll here, Jerry.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we have time on you. We might actually stay with the whole thing. What do you think, Jerry? Would that be a good idea?
Yeah, that'd be a great idea, Robbie. If we can just get somebody on the line that I can have a chat with. And
I'm trying to catch up with people. Hold on a second. We're hoping to catch up with people if we can because it's just
I know.
I tell you what, people are. I'm trying to describe it to you now. People are running up and down, getting fit. Getting ready for the whole jazz, the whole of the running stage, the whole thing, like, do you know what I mean? And you hear this music behind, as well as you, someone else playing music as well here today. So don't be jealous, Jerry, now, do you hear me?
I don't mind. Robbie,
do you know what makes things worse? It's a country western song.
Well, believe it or believe it, I've Johnny Brady's new single, I think I'm going to play. So
right,
there you are.
Right,
that's yeah. A force for me, I think. And John Tobin
is
a big...
No, he's too busy. He's focused on the race.
Yeah,
would any girls like to talk to Bruno and Ross of him? No. They're too focused. That's how tense it is here in Jerry. No one will talk because it's such an important race.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Robbie. I'm going to play Johnny Brady and I'm going to come back to you later on, before the start.
Come back at 11 o'clock to me, can you?
I will indeed. Yeah, I will.
If you come back to me, it'll be 5 minutes at 11 o'clock because the race will be going and hopefully we'll have it on Facebook Live as well.
Great stuff,
okay.
Robbie. On Facebook Live, okay. Your favourite thing in the world.
Yes! We're going to do it in a few minutes, okay?
Great stuff, Robbie.
Fight, all right?
Not about that, Robbie. Thanks to
okay,
me. Thanks,
okay.
To, thanks to the two girls that were baking all night. The two girls out there baking all night. Anyway, that's Robbie gone. That's Robbie gone there. Then. And as I said, this is for John Tobin out there in Dunavon. This is Johnny Brady. Johnny Brady, imagine me playing Johnny Brady. But Johnny Brady's been very good to John Tobin, seriously. And I've been at a couple of gigs, he's been there. John is very, very much into his country music, and it's great to see him. I think John is going to be starting the race out there today. And this is a track from Johnny Brady. And I don't even know what's it. Oh, it's Living for the Jive.
Bright along the old by road. I wanna hold you tight
Ah, there we had Johnny Brady and Living for the Jive. Robbie, are you there?
Jerry, oh God, what are we? How are we doing? We're getting awfully excited here, Jerry. Everybody is waiting to run the 6 and the 10K. It's so exciting.
Robbie, I'm in studio now and doing me warm-ups.
This is fun. And by the way, John is here going to blow the bell or the
Yeah, noise. I heard that. All right, I told everybody John was going to do that.
Right, so we're going to do a Facebook Live. It's brilliant. So it's so the man is after the gentleman here is after announcing that he's on live on 94.6 right now. And we're going to do Facebook Live as well, Jerry. So it's all exciting. I have to hold my breath for a couple of minutes here now because it's getting awful tense here, I have to say, you know.
Robbie, you're only out there. You're not going to do the run, are you?
I know, but I'm at the start line.
Don't get caught up in the whole thing and run off, Robbie.
No. Do you know what? I might actually do that. So if you hear a bit of a blip in between, hold with me because I'll be running with them, baby. That's what I might do. I'll go down near the where the finishing line with them just for fun. Do you know what I mean? So stick with me on air, okay?
Yeah, I will, yeah.
Just in case you lose it. But all I can tell you, just keep you up to date. We're down here at the Cushla Holiday Centre in Dunamon, in Orden, and we're doing a 6K and a 10K. And there's a great, fantastic colour here. All colours of all types of colours. We've got John Tobin here. We've got Bernie Carney here. Martha, how are you? How are you doing? We've got a lot of people joining us here. Hopefully later on, too, Jerry, we'll speak to manager Gene Coleman in a few minutes of the Irish Wheelchair Association. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. Actually, I'll tell you where I am actually right now. I'm at the starting line, right here at the start line.
Very good, very good. I can see it. I can feel it now, Robbie.
No, it's ready to go, Jerry.
Is it?
Yeah. I tell you what they're doing. They've been ordered right now as I speak, to start walking gently to the starting line, Jerry. Are you ready, Jerry?
I'm ready, Robbie. I have my shorts on, I've everything.
Are you excited for this? I am.
Seriously, this is great. This is great for us, really, isn't it?
I've never done this live on radio, so stick with me.
I'm with you, Robbie. I'm with you all the way, Robbie.
It's actually, as I speak, it's live on Ross FM Facebook page now.
Yeah, great, great stuff.
So it's hello to everybody on Facebook. We're live on Ross FM Radio 94.6. Jerry Jago's in the studio.
Hello, guys.
We're live. We can't be any liver, can we, Jerry? Can we?
No, we can't.
We have Noel here, one of the managers here at Cushla. He's, you can actually might be able to hear him now.
Oh, I know. I actually know Noel. Yeah. Noel is a neighbour of mine.
Annual Cushla Run. This year is not a fifth time event, so there will be a clock at the finish line for this program. Take your time. Seriously, look up here with watches of the world. The marshals at all the junctions, they just keep an eye on the rim lights and they'll direct you around.
Robbie, telling me sounds a bit tinny.
Is that all right? Okay, that's fine. No, I'll stick with you. So I know I'll try and stick with you because you get a bit that. Yeah. Is that okay there, now, Jerry? Is
that's
it?
Yeah? Great. Yeah, the levels are good here now, Robbie.
Right,
thanks.
That's perfect. No, I just see it was just announced that people have to have a bit of patience because there's people here, quality experts who want to get running fast. And
of
I mean
course,
fast.
Of course.
This is all exciting because there's people here after nearly starting, but they have to come back. So that's how tense it is there, Jerry.
God. God.
There's four here ready to move. They'll probably be coming back in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's the thing, Robbie. I mean, but it's great to see that the level of runners out there, like the complete level of runners.
Everybody, you're all live on Ross FM Radio. Say hello.
Hello, everybody.
Say hello. There you go, Jerry.
Brilliant, brilliant stuff. Brilliant stuff. Everybody saying hello.
This is so funny. I feel I'm at the Dublin City Marathon here. It's nearly as good as it is, Jerry, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and you're going, you know what's going to happen. You're going to start off the race and run up to the house, have another egg and muffin.
Where are you going, Jerry? Two.
Johnny, and they're off. Well done, everybody. And congratulations. The best of luck, everybody. The best of luck.
Where are everybody going?
The best of luck.
We're stick with us, Jerry. Stick with us. We're on the road. We're moving out of here. And they're heading off down the main road here now as I speak. It's very exciting. Yes, people are walking, jogging, walking with prams, families, all ages. Hello, girls. How are we? We're all live on Ross FM Facebook page as well. Well, I do stick with me for a minute because we're on Facebook Live as well.
We're with you, Robbie.
Is everything okay that you're in, yes?
Oh, yeah, everything's great. The levels are coming
right. Hello, girls. Say hello to Ross FM. Hello. This is awfully exciting. I think I feel I'm in the Dublin City Marathon, you know. You're live on Ross FM Radio 94.6 FM. And, of course, we're on Facebook as well, hopefully. But, yeah, it's all exciting, Jerry. It's all happening. And all I can tell you is stick with us for a few minutes. There's all age groups here, families of all ages, little boys and girls on bicycles and stuff as well. So, yeah, it's
so
all
as,
good.
As you said, it's a fun run. Everybody there...
It's a fun run, family fun day. I have to say, good work, most important of all. It's, I'll have to tell you, there's a couple of dogs here as well, which is fantastic. It's brilliant. And, yeah, the sun is actually coming out for us here, though, so it's brilliant, you know.
Bobby, don't put a dog on for me to interview him.
And
right?
After that, I think I need a cup of tea and a chocolate bun or something. Jerry, if you want to go back to your music,
okay,
I'll come back to you about 10 or 15 minutes and see how we get on. How's that?
Okay, Robbie, cheers. God bless.
Jerry, fair play. Yeah, thank you.
Luck
talk
to
you soon. All right.
There. Okay, cheers. I'm going to go back to music now here in the studio. This is the boss. This is the boss. This is Bruce Springsteen. The best of luck to everybody out there in Dunamon.
94.6. This is Ross FM.
Problems with that one. Just the boss is having problems. We can go live to his field in Roscommon, but we can't play a CD. It's unreal. Anyway, I'm going to head. This is a guy called Kieran Lundy, and I got the CD in the other day. Came into the studios, and this is a thing called "Crying in the Chapel." It's an Irish song. It's a country song. Kieran, this is for you.
Crying in the chapel, the tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment. Now I'm happy with the Lord. Just a plain and simple chapel. Your troubles to the chapel. Get down on your knees and pray. Then your burdens will be lighter, and you'll surely find the
Dots of Towns of Ciarán Lundy and I Crying in the Chapel. Oh, way back in the 60s, that was the Quo and Sweet Caroline. Anyway, as I said, we're out there in Dunamin. Robbie's out there running. is running a race at the moment. It's not really, it's a fun run out there in the Nam, and it's one of the big fundraisers that they do every year, and we're coming live from out there. Robbie's going to be hopping in and out and digging in and out. They're being fed after the race. The girls out there were baking all night, so it's a great. I'd imagine I'd love to be out there now this morning, not running, of course, because I'm not one of these guys for running. I walk a lot, but I don't really run too much. Robbie's going to come back to me and we're going to talk to people out there, hopefully. They didn't really want to talk to us before the race because they were all, you know yourself, when you're all tensed up, you're gearing yourself up for the race. And so after the race, hopefully we're going to do a few interviews. We're going to talk to the CEO out there and the manager out there. So and I'll tell you more about Dunamin. Dunamin, for us, we all know it in Roscommon, but it's a lovely, lovely place. It's a place where people go for and spend their holidays. It's a kind of a respite centre for the Irish Wheelchair Association, but it's much, much more than that. It's like a home from home. I know my own brother was out there for a week and just, you know, it was just, it did him the world of good to get away, and also for his family to be able to get away, and he had some respite. He was brought out fishing, and he was brought out, oh God, he was brought out up to Mayo, and you'll actually see the buses go. Clive, a friend of mine, Clive Guthrie, he drives one of the buses, and you'll see them going around Roscommon and in Athlone and Mullingar, and I know they do a lot of travelling. Anyway, that was Status Quo and Caroline, and this one is Chuck Berry and No Particular Place to Go.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear. Cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go. Place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was gold. So we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my calaboose, still trying to get her belt loose. Safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
This is Ross FM.
This is Ross FM 94.6. You're with Ross FM 94.6.
As you said, you were at Ross FM 94.6. The text line is 083-85-9948. Well, we're coming live from the heart of Roscommon on a Saturday morning because we're doing a live broadcast from the the what you call it, the fun run out in Dunamon there, in Cushla in Dunamon. And the race has started and they're on their way, and Robbie is just reporting in. There's a lot of people there and they're having a great time. The serious runners have gone running and the others are just pushing and shoving and walking and talking and having good fun out there. And when they come back then, there's going to be lots of refreshments. There's lots of music out there. And as I said, John Tobin set the whole scene and set them all off. That's John Tobin, the first man to climb Crowpatrick in a wheelchair. Last September he did it. So John Tobin, great guy. And Clive is out there, I know. And so is Noel actually started off the countdown and did whatever had to be done out there. And Robbie's out there in the field as we speak. I think he's running along the road. You might see him out there. Anyway, this is the track by Meatloaf. And this is for all the guys who are getting ready for the Blood Bikes West fundraiser up in the Railway Bar. It's happening tonight. I'm going to be emceeing it. There's lots of good music, lots of great food, and lots of raffles and stuff like that. And it's to raise money for Blood Bikes West. And this is Meatloaf and Dead Ringer, featured in Cher.
Rock and roll and brew. I know that you and I, we got better things to do. I don't know who you are.
There we had it. Meatloaf featured in Cher and Dead Ringer for Love. You're tuned to Ross FM 94.6. This is Jerry Jago coming live from the heart of Ross Common in Ireland. And now, as I said, we were out there in Dunamin covering their fun run today on an outside broadcast. We haven't done many outside broadcasts, but that was one we got. And thanks a million to everybody out there in Dunamin for all the help with Robbie setting up and stuff. And I know Bernie Carney, our chairperson, is out there as well. And Bernie is a big day for him as well, because Kilbride are playing in the final, a cup final or a league final out there. The ladies are out there, and they'll all head back to the centre out there in the 4 Mile House. So Bernie's trying to get that sorted and running from there to here anyway. So that's, as I said, Bernie Carney's doing his best for everybody, as the man says. This is a track by a guy called Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. I'm going to play this, and I'm going to run to the loo. And that's what you have to do when you're live on radio. And you probably don't want to know about that. Anyway, this is Into the Great Wide Open by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. That's Poison. That's a different one altogether. This is it. That wasn't Into the Great Way Open. It was American Girl by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. That's what I get for rushing down to the loo. And the loo was right down the end of the field. It's never been so the door, you know, that usual story. Anyway, this is a track by the late Christy Hennessy, and it's from an album called Duets, and I absolutely love his voice. Christy never wrote a song. He actually used to tape them all. He'd have to tape them on the cassette tape, and that's how he made the songs and stuff like that. He'd actually, instead of writing down, because he was dyslexic, I can't even say it. Anyway, and that's what he did. He taped them all and then put them together. So this is Christy Hennessy. Lovely, lovely voice.
Go on, Christy.
Don't forget your shovel if you want to go to work. Don't forget your shovel if you want to go to work. Don't forget your shovel if you want to go to work. Ireland, but you came from like the rest of us, so... Don't forget your shoes and socks and shut the Tylenol. Don't forget your shoes and socks and shut the Tylenol. Don't forget your shoes and socks and shut the Tylenol. Mr. Muffy's afraid to make a claim if you take a fall. Now, really, if you want to do it, don't you do it against the wall. If you want to do it, don't you do it against the wall. If you want to do it, don't you do it against the wall. There's a shed up in the corner where they won't see you at all. Well, we want to go to heaven, but we're always digging holes. We want to go to heaven, but we're always digging holes. We want to go to heaven, but we're always digging holes. Well, there's one thing you can say, we know where we are going. Digging away to Mama's skull. You know, Paul gives a job digging away to Mama's skull. You know, Paul gives a job digging away to Mama's skull. When they finished digging, they closed the hole and all. Now there's 6,559,000 paddies living on the skull, and they wanted us back at all. Isn't that terrible? I think that's terrible. Then get yourself a shovel if you want to go to work. Then get yourself a shovel if you want to go to work. Get yourself a shovel if you want to go to work. I'll end up where you come from like the rest of us. We'll be right back.
have it. I might just go into town, meet some friends and hang around, and have some fun like we used to. Getting over you, getting over you.
I tell you what I'd like to do. You'll be me and I'll be you. Oh, and I'd have some fun getting over you. 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 Getting over you.
And there we had two back-to-back from Christy Hennessy, Don't Forget Your Shovel, and Getting Over You. The second track was Willie's Daughter. And so, as I said, that was Christy Hennessy. I've tried to get through to Robbie. The guys are out on the road at the moment, and they're doing well. And he's expecting back. He's expecting the guys back in a couple of minutes' time. So I'm going to try and go live to him. And this is a track by a girl who sent in a CD to us. I played it a while back. It's a girl called Arlene Bailey, and she's Irish, and I think she's from this area. And this is a track called I Am a Woman.
So you're telling me you're sorry that leaving was a mistake. You want us back together, and you think about us every day. Do you ever cross my mind? Well, I admit from time to time, I still think about you. I still think about your noisy truck, how you always left the toilet seat up. Your towels and clothes dropped on the floor. Your fishing reel tangled up behind the door. Your gym gear causing an awful stink. Your 5 o'clock shadow in a line around the sink. So yes, I'd have to say it's true. I still think about you. So what were you expecting? Did you think that I'd still be in tears? I still think about your destructive gray kitten, how you always squeeze the toothpaste from the middle, stumbling in late with stale whiskey breath, then trying to slide over to my side of the bed, forgetting my birthday and disliking my friends, another stupid excuse to miss my family events. So yes, I'd have to say it's true. Sitting in your underwear, clipping your toenails in front of the TV. Wrong again. Yes, I have to say it's true. I still think about you. I still think about you. Come to think of it, I wonder why.
Oh, there we have Arlene Bailey from the album I Am a Woman. I'm Still Thinking About You. A great, great track. She sounds Dolly Partonish, doesn't she, really? Anyway, I'm going to play a track by a band called Talking Heads from Scotland. And this is Take Me to the River. This is Jerry Jago coming live from the heart of Roscommon. This is 94.6. And this is Robbie ringing me. Hi, Rob. Anyway, this is Take Me to the River, and I think I'm going live to Robbie. I think I might just do that. I'll try it. Robbie, are you there? Hello? Hello? No. Anyway, this is Talking Heads, and this is Talking Heads, and it's a track called Oh God, Take Me to the River. I'm going live to Robbie out there in Dunamon. How are you, Robbie? Hello? Hello, Robbie, are you there?
Hello, Jerry, can you hear me?
I can indeed, yeah.
Is it good morning, good evening, good night? I don't know what it is. How are you? How are you keeping?
I'm good.
It's all exciting. I have a lady here all the way from, I think it's Strumming County, Westmeath. Well, I've got to check this out. Her name is Aisling. Aisling, can you give me a couple of minutes? She's just after coming back here the last about 25 minutes or so, Jerry. So I get you to talk to her. Is that okay, Jerry?
Yes, yeah? Indeed, yeah.
Jerry, what's your story? Sorry. A lady called Aisling Hughes. Here she is, Jerry. Okay.
How are you, Aisling? How are things?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Well, how did the run go for you?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, it was a lovely course, and I did my fastest 6K, so I'm happy.
Oh, God, you came all the way to Roscommon to do your fastest 6K.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So, it was a good morning's run.
Was there lots of hills or no?
Was there, pardon?
Was there hills and stuff like that? No. What was the course like?
The course was lovely, yeah. It was nice, really nice. Nice and even and not too hilly. So, and we got good conditions, so it was all good.
Yeah, and what made you come down to Dunamon to do this 6K?
Well, my boyfriend John did it last year, so he's training for the marathon, so I came with him, and he did the 10K, I did the 6. So
oh, brilliant.
It was a kind of a Saturday morning out.
Great. And where did you come from?
I came from Drum.
Drum.
Summerhill.
Oh, yeah, that's not too far away, sure it's not.
No, so just a local run.
And is that the first time you've been in Dunamin?
It's the first time I've done this race. I've passed through, but it's beautiful surroundings. Yeah, nice countryside. So
yeah, it's a lovely atmosphere out there as well, isn't there?
Oh yeah, it's great. It's good local feel, and you know, looking forward to a cup of tea now afterwards. And
yeah, the girls were telling me about all the scones, so you're allowed one scone, I think.
yeah.
And do you do much running?
Yeah, I've taken it back up this year, so I'm kind of started back in January. So I'm trying to build up to a 10K and at Christmas. So that's my aim.
Yeah. And would you run the roads, or are you part of a club?
No, I run on my own. I mainly do yoga myself, Bikram yoga, so I'm a yoga teacher, so I kind of incorporate running with yoga.
Oh, brilliant. That's lovely. I'm building a meditation room in my garden at the moment.
Oh, well, if you're looking for a yoga teacher, I'm your woman.
Yeah. No, I do a bit of yoga. I'm not that flexible in it, you know, but... Yeah, it's lovely. And do you find the running helps, or the yoga helps the running, or the running helps
the
yoga?
Well, I do yoga to run, and I run to do yoga, if you know what I mean. They complement each other. So I had a few injuries 2 years ago when I started running, and I gave it a break, and I picked up my yoga full time, and I kind of incorporate the two. So, yeah, I need one to balance out the other.
Yeah, and do you actually teach yoga?
I teach Bikram yoga, in Bikram Yoga Athlone with Tricia. Tricia Fleming is the owner, so.
Oh, lovely, that's
shout
great.
Out to Tricia.
In Athlone, is it?
Yes, in Monksland.
Oh, very good. So anybody wants to go up there and do their yoga, yeah.
And do you have, here, yeah.
When do you have classes on?
Classes are 7 days a week, actually, Monday to Sunday.
Oh, God. You know, yoga's fairly big, isn't it, really?
It's very popular, yeah.
Yeah, I do this thing called couch surfing, and I would have a lot of yoga teachers and yoga masters and stuff like that to come over and stay with me. So that's why I'm building this meditation room.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
I'd have to find you.
Yeah, if I, I'm easy to find. Robbie will tell you. John. Is John on the road now at the moment? Your boyfriend?
He's in now. He's finished his 10K in 38 minutes. Yeah, so he's happy.
It doesn't really. Yeah, I feel terrible. I can't do 10K on a bus and traveling on the train. You wouldn't get that fast. God, that's mad.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, and again, you enjoy it anyway. So what I want you to do really, I suppose, is enjoy the rest of it. And relax, I suppose. And congratulations, well done. And thanks for having the chat.
No problem. Yeah.
Okay. So Monksland, tell me all about this yoga.
Bikram yoga.
In Monksland.
Shout out.
Why wouldn't we shout out? Yeah. We're part of the community. We're helping you out, and you can help us out. We're part of the community.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Is John there? No.
No, Jerry, how are you? We have someone less lined up here. You're all right there, you are?
I'm absolutely grand. I'd sooner talk.
We've a young lad here. He's only 17. His name is Kieran Brown, isn't it? Yeah. And he's going to speak to you here on the air, 94.6, Jerry. Is that okay?
Okay,
live here,
that's
we're
great.
Live here at Dunamin Cushless Centre here. Jerry Jacobs, here he is. Here's Kieran.
How are you, Kieran? How are you?
How are you?
17, and you're at, what did you do, the 6 or the 10?
Oh, I done the 6K.
Oh, great stuff. And how did you find it?
Oh, it was good. It was a great crack now.
Yeah. And would you be a serious runner or just fun?
No, just a fun runner.
Yeah.
Not serious.
17, like, you know, that's nice. Like, and what time did you do it in?
I think it was 31 something.
Okay, that's fairly good, isn't it?
It's all right now.
It's all right
Try
now.
Trying to improve on it.
All right now, he says. And are you training for anything specific or just...
Not really, just soccer and GAA, that's what has me.
And who do you play GAA for?
Craig's GAA.
Oh, Craig's. And they have a big rugby team out there as well, haven't they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. So, what's going to happen tomorrow, do you think?
I'll be sore anyways.
Yeah, but I mean the match between Dublin and Mayo. How do you think that'll go?
It's going to go one of two ways. Either Dublin will hammer them or Mayo will win by a point or two.
Yeah, will you be watching it?
I will be watching.
One of our sports presenters is out there, and he's doing massage. So maybe a massage now would do you good. And I suppose the scone. The girls out there have scones and tea and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, they have water and oranges and stuff waiting for us here, so we're...
So you're a local lad, are you?
Yeah, I'm from Craigs.
From Craigs. And do you go to school in Roscommon or...?
Ballygar.
Oh, Ballygar, nice enough. Give a shout out to all the guys there in Ballygar.
I'll give a shout out to the lads in Craigs and the lads up at Shiven.
Well done. Oh yeah, Shiven. I was involved with a soccer team called Loughlin.
And
we went up to Shiven Rovers, a few times. It's a great pitch up there, isn't it?
Oh yeah, they have great facilities up there
as well. They really have, yeah. Anyway, thanks a million for talking to me this morning, and as I said, tune in to Ross FM 94.6.
Oh well, no bother.
And congratulations, well done.
Oh thanks.
Hiya, Robbie.
Oh, Jerry, how are things? Are you all right there?
I'm grand.
Cool. We have another gentleman just in the last few minutes after coming off the finishing line. He's all the way from, he's a light league man, but he's a Mayo man, so don't hold anything against him, Jerry. I know you're a Dublin man, but his name is Seamus and he comes from that league. All right, here's the history.
How are you, Seamus?
Hey, Jerry, how are you getting on?
Not too bad. I won't mention the war, as the man says.
All right. The war is only going to start tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow, yeah. So how did you find the run?
Ah, brilliant, yeah. It's a bit hilly at the start, but it's a great turnout as well, and it's well supported.
Yeah, you would probably know Dunamin as well, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm from Adelaide originally, but originally from Mayo, so I've gone in once before as well, but it's a good course.
Yeah.
Well set out and everything like that. Hilly at the start and then a downhill at the end, so it's great.
So which one did you do?
I did the 10K.
Oh, God. Serious runner.
Well, I don't know if it's serious or not. It's enjoyment. It clears the head.
Yeah, so, and it took you how long?
Just over the 43 minutes.
God, that's good. Isn't that serious? That's good running.
That's not too bad. I try to do a bit every week, so it keeps me ticking over.
Yeah, and would you run every day or every...
I try to do 30K a week, just space it out over the week, whatever way I can.
Yeah. And are you going to do the marathon this year?
I did it last year, but I think I'm taking a break this year. Yeah. So, I go again after this year.
I remember doing the first Dublin Marathon, and everybody was saying to me, you're going to be sore and sore, and I wasn't sore at all. And two days after, I felt that I had polio. It was terrible.
When did you do it?
I did it when it started. The first one was ever on, I'm 70 years of age, so
right.
It was a long, long time ago, And then I did the third one. I left out the second one and I did the third one. And I remember thinking, I got this lovely trophy and I thought it was great. Don't ask me where it is now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah,
it's a memento, okay.
Okay.
Okay, and thanks a million for supporting the race down there.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Nice to support the local events.
Yeah, thanks a million. And thanks again.
Okay,
congratulations.
Take care.
Right, cheers.
All right, thanks a minute. Okay, bye-bye.
Up Mayo. Up Mayo. I said I wouldn't say anything about Mayo, but there you are.
Jerry, you're still with me, are you, yeah?
Yeah, Robbie,
I have another gentleman. I think he's a Galway man, I think. Galway man. Here he is. Another gentleman. Just a minute, I've got to pull him off the end of the... Here he is.
How are you doing? I'm out of breath just talking to people that's had to finish in it, never mind you.
Yeah.
So it's good.
I got over it anyway.
Yeah. So you did it, the 10?
We're still celebrating half a doll ale, and so I might take a while to wear off. I might be faster in a couple of weeks' time.
And do you seriously run or just did you just come to... Do you seriously run, or did you just come this morning?
Well, I run 10K for myself, at home, maybe once a week, just to keep fit,
Yeah. So where do you live?
It's great to get out on a day like today,
Oh, God, isn't it a serious nice day,
Yeah.
And again, this countryside around Dunamin is beautiful, absolutely.
Yeah, around the wood and that, I'm sure. It's great, a great scenery around it, and it's nice and quiet,
Yeah.
You won't get run over now or anything,
You'd be run over by a deer more than...
I usually run 10K, but sometimes I might do a half marathon, but slowly now, slower pace, just to keep fit.
Yeah.
I only started about a year ago to lose weight, and I sort of got into it, and I got hooked in it,
It actually does. When you start running and you feel the weight going off and you feel fitter.
Yeah. I lost 4 stone, yeah.
Oh, journey, Matt, that's serious.
So it's great, and I sort of want to keep it up now to keep the weight down.
And you'll find it probably hard in the winter months to do it, but do it,
Yeah. I think Robbie is dying to get on again. Here's some other ones I put on.
Okay, thanks a million, yeah. and congratulations. All right. Cheers.
Bye-bye. Yeah. No, Jerry.
Yeah.
I have another gentleman you might know him. Michael from the Bowl Alley here in Roscommon Town.
How are you doing, Michael?
Yeah, he's just up finishing the line in the last few minutes with his wife. So here he is. Jerry J, you're live on Ross of AM 94.6, and we have Michael here from the Bowl Alley here in Roscommon. Michael, this is Jerry Jago.
How are you, Michael? How are things?
Jerry, how are things?
I'm in the studio here, just around the corner from you. how did the Mocknet thing last go last night in the Bowl Alley?
Last night, in the bowling alley.
Yeah, I think you had a Mockers. Is it Mockers?
Oh, we had Mockers. We had Roscommon Mockers.
Yeah, that's right.
They had a great night.
Yeah, we had them in here in the studio and they were telling us all about it and we were looking forward to going. I was nearly heading out myself.
They enjoyed themselves.
So yourself and your wife did it?
We done the run, yeah.
Yeah,
very well organised event. Great run.
They say it's a sixth year. I've only been out there once for it, but I've never done it. I've actually never done it.
Oh, it was a great atmosphere out here this morning.
Yeah, there seemed to be. I was talking to Robbie earlier on and it just seemed to be great. You know, did you come in together and do it together?
We run together at different events, so we run well together.
And great. How's the bowling alley going out there?
It's going good. Going good.
Yeah. I know the Special Olympics are out there on it. Is it Tuesday and Thursday now?
Yeah, they're moving to Tuesday nights from this year.
Great stuff, yeah.
From 06, but this year they're moving it to Tuesday nights.
Yeah, it's a great facility, really, isn't it, for the town?
Yes, they love it. Special Olympics have a great time out of it. But it's a good facility for all abilities.
Yeah, and would you be a serious runner?
I wouldn't be a serious runner, but I'd become a little bit competitive.
and your wife, would she run a lot?
She would. She'd get out whenever she can.
Yeah, yeah. I suppose it's hard, really. Especially coming into the winter, you'll find it hard.
It's going to be for the winter.
Yeah,
it's great to be able to support an event like this whenever it comes up.
It is one of the big fundraisers out there, like, you know, and it's great to see the crowd coming up this morning.
Yeah, it's great to see it well supported.
Yeah.
But it's very well organised, so that looks after itself.
Yeah, yeah. And Robbie's out there eating all the scones. And so now you're going to relax with a cup of tea.
He has a line of people lined up here to talk to you.
Okay. The best of luck. And thanks a million for talking to me. Cheers.
Thanks
for that. Bye-bye. And the best of luck with the bowling alley.
Thanks for it. Now, Jerry, you're still with us, you are.
Yes, still with you, yeah.
Sorry, we have a gentleman here. It's just a minute, and I mean seconds, just half across the line here at Cushla, the mini marathon. He's up doing the thing here. Here he is, Sean, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sean, here he is. Jerry Jacob, 94.6
Live.
Jerry, how are you doing?
How are you, Sean? How are things?
Good. Sean Moyle and Tulsk here, Jerry. How are you doing?
a neighbour of mine, as the man says.
A neighbour of mine, Jerry, is right. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
You feel better than me, I'd say. I feel poorly now after running the race, I tell you.
Seriously?
My legs are gone off me.
Yeah, how did you found it okay, a bit torn?
I found it okay, yeah. It's a good run, very well organised. Tough hills. You wouldn't think there's that many hills around Dunannan, but it's tough going, I tell you. My young lad is here beside me, he's on the 6K.
Oh,
John
brilliant.
Morgan. Yeah.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'll step on John to you for a second.
Okay.
Hello.
How are you doing? How are things?
I'm doing very good.
Well, congratulations. Well done. How old are you?
What?
How old are you?
Sorry. I am 9.
9? And you did the 6K?
Yeah.
And did you do it with your dad or did you run ahead of him?
I done it on my own.
You did it on your own. Well done. Great. So, and what school do you go to?
What? Sorry?
What school do you go to? School.
Jerry, he lost you there, Jerry.
Okay.
Right.
I was just asking what school he went to.
He went to Tulsk National School. He's still in Tulsk. He made his communion last year, so he's just above communion.
Oh, great stuff. Well, that's done. That's brilliant. Yeah. And it's a great family day, I suppose.
It's a great family day. There's always a good crowd here, and they do lots of refreshments afterwards. Myself and Fergus Moffat, who works here,
I know Fergus well.
So it's a good one. We've got a nice morning for it as well, Jerry, which is great, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm still crossing the line here now.
I'm stuck in the studio here, so...
all right.
Yeah, okay.
This man's back to you, Jerry, and thanks for talking to me.
No, not a bother. Cheers. Thanks a million. God bless you.
Jerry, you
still with me? You are?
Yeah, I am, Robbie. I'm still with you.
I have people lined up. I hope you're all right there. You're okay?
I'm grand, Robbie.
I've a lady here, an old workmate of mine, just has to come across the line there, and she's eating the banana, so she's grand. She's okay, she's fine. So here she is, Jerry Jaguar, live on 94.6.
Robbie's telling me you're eating a banana and you're fine. Isn't that great?
I'm having a banana and I'm fine. I am.
It's all right for him. He only had to talk about it. He didn't have to run it at all.
I know, yeah. That's why he's full of beans.
Did you do the 10K or the 6?
I did the 10, yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. And are you training? Are you going to train for something or is it just...
No, I just did it, yeah.
Right.
So I do an odd one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Good.
So it'll keep you fit, and the banana will do you all the good
banana,
in the world.
Exactly, the banana will do me all the good in the world.
And there was a great crowd out there, was there?
There's a great crowd, there is, yeah.
Yeah. So
great
what's the plan for today then, now?
What's my plan?
Yeah, yeah.
Kilbride ladies are in the county final in the Crockery at 4 o'clock, so
brilliant.
That's the next stop.
That's it.
We're going to go and cheer them on.
Yeah, I was just talking about it this morning. Coming in this morning, the flags are all out for Kilbride.
Yeah, and loads,
you know, so they say they're favourites to win.
I think, yeah, they won it last year, so they're hoping to retain their title.
Yeah, yeah.
Grant. Yeah, so hopefully, yeah.
Okay.
I'll give you back to this...
This lunatic.
Lunatic, yeah, exactly.
Check them, bye. I'll see you, bye-bye. The best of luck today.
No, Jerry, you know, that's what's going on down here in Cusha today, Jerry.
Great stuff, Robbie. Great stuff.
I tell you, I'm out of breath. I haven't even done the marathon.
Brilliant. Well done.
Before you even go back to some tunes there, a bit of a list here that the few first people, I've got a name list of the people that came across the line there. Coming in there at number one, we've got a guy called Sean Ryan. We've got a lady there, Maeve Brennan. Third, Laura Fleming. Fourth, Eva Burke. Fifth, Irene Finneran. Sixth there, Roisin Garvey. Seven, Ciara Brown. Eight, Owen Collins. Nine there, Aoife Brown, and number five there, Tim Neve Conway. So there's a mix of great men, women, children, and everything coming in here across the line. But there's a lot of people coming across the line. They're drinking water, eating fruit, bananas, and stuff like that, just to keep the energies off the stuff, Jerry. So it's fantastic. It's a great event. As I say, all the proceeds of the money here today at Cusha Holiday Centre is all going to maintain some of the stuff here at Cusha Holiday Centre here in Drama. I'm nearly out of breath myself, Jerry.
Brilliant, Robbie. And it seems the atmosphere out there must be electric, isn't it?
It's absolutely bad. And we have, of course, Noel here. He's the MC, just encouraging people to get over the line. You know, I'm trying to describe it to you. I'm just in front of the Lamont Castle here now. The field here in front of me is I suppose, shaved, but it's cut with a lawnmower. I'm just looking over the hill here, going over the bridge here now. And it's fantastic. We've got all ages, all colours. Mum with boys and girls and the prams and stuff, and we've got a bit of music here just behind me. If you just stick with me for a minute, and you know, it's an absolutely fantastic achievement by everybody involved here at Cusha. I think it was Ashley. I think do I hear you go take up yoga, Jerry? Is that right?
I think so, Robbie. Yeah,
it's a good idea. It's a very catchy. David Beckham took that a few years ago, didn't he? Yeah.
Look what it did for him.
Just to let you know, I'm just on the River Suck on Dunamon, the fishing roach dream pike, where you get all the fish and all that kind of stuff, and it's absolutely fantastic. And I'm right on the bridge, just looking at people coming across the line here. Noel, you can hear me in the background there, is encouraging people to cross the line. We've got a couple of families here. We actually, just to let you know, we have a couple of dogs coming in here now. He's running faster than his owner. So
Robbie,
come on, lads. Say hello to the Ross FM Radio. There you go, Jerry. It's absolutely fantastic. I've had a fish rod here. I might bring some pike back to you, Jerry, for the dinner. How
Robbie,
think?
That's another facility that you have down there. Do you have these fishing bays there? They're just amazing.
It's absolutely beautiful. And all I can tell you, I really don't know how many bays we have here. There's roughly around maybe, I'd say roughly maybe 10 each side. And I'm from around this area myself, so I see people, a lot of people from all parts of the world here, just on holidays and stuff. And people that stay here in general, here in Dunamon Castle, that on holidays, and you know, they take time out to relax and chill out and stuff like that. But it's great for the Irish regionalisation that this is in this part of the west of Ireland. It's the jewel of the crowd, Jerry. Really, the jewel of the crowd, you know.
So do you say? And we I know I go out there a lot. I was involved with the Special Olympics, and we spent a lot of time out there. And yeah. and the facilities out there are second to none, Robbie. They really are.
It's just fine. Just to give you an update there. There's a minute, there's about a minute and a half left on the clock there, just to let you know.
just give you an update on time-wise, clock-wise. But yeah, it's great. As you hear, Lola's in the background there talking away there, encouraging people there to get across the line and stuff. But in the next maybe half an hour or so, we might catch up with Gene Coleman, the manager of the Scommon Irish Wheelchair Association here at Culture, and we'll have a in-house private meeting interview with her in the next half hour in her office. Jerry, is that okay with
you? That's great, Robbie. Thanks a million. Again, as I said, I'd love to be out there. The atmosphere seems absolutely electric.
It's fantastic. And I have to say, I have to point out, one thing for sure is there's a lot of young people here running, walking, jogging. And the youngest, I think, I don't know what he is, that little lad, he must be 6 or 7 or 8 or something like that.
He made his communion last year, Robbie, so
fantastic.
That's 7 years of age.
And the way it's events like this that brings the young people out and gets them going and, you know, gets them running out, fitting and all that kind of stuff. It helps them when they get older, like you, me, Jerry, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's fantastic. It's a great event. Yeah. All I can tell you, I'm trying to describe, I'm just in front of the Lambeth Castle right here now. And looking down, a beautiful, beautiful view, a river suckers in front of me here, and the people gathering just to wait to applaud people across the line and stuff. But you've got to come back to me about maybe 30 minutes, but I'll let you know how we get on, and we'll speak to Gene Coleman, and we'll see how we get on with that interview. How's that,
Ian? Okay, Robbie, cheers. Thanks a million. And
I'll give you a bit of a break, all right?
And as I said, congratulations to everybody out there in Dunamon Castle, and especially to Robbie there, running around like a lunatic, it's the same.
Well, you know, I'm just here holding the mic and giving the mic. And fair play, people are coming over to us when they see the Ross FM T-shirt, come over to us, and they're all happy. They're out of breath, but they're happy. That's
brilliant,
fair play, you know.
Brilliant. Where'd you get the T-shirt, by the way, Robbie?
Oh, I can't reveal that at this present moment, but I was handed one during the week. And I have to tell you, it's not a man's size either.
I hope it's showing off your figure, Robbie, as best
as can. Absolutely. We'll talk to you in about a few minutes, and we'll catch up with Joan Coleman in a few minutes' time. How's that?
Okay, Robbie. Cheers. Thanks a million again.
And
congratulations to everybody. Cheers. Bye bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye bye.
Oh, that was Robbie Dwyer out there in Dunamon. Congratulations to everybody taking part. It seems like an absolutely fabulous time out there. They're back from their 6K, the 10K. A lot of them are still out on the road. So if you see them, just give them an old wave and congratulate. If you're passing by Dunamon Castle, drop in. I'm sure there's going to be music there all day. We're going until 1 o'clock, so we've lots of music coming up here, and this is a band called the Turtles. That's a long way back, says you. This is a band called the Turtles, and this is Happy Together.